In a statement, Emory spokesperson Holly Korshen said the hospital was, quote, mistaken in saying DeKalb County threatened to disconnect the hospital's sewer line. The claim originated at a medical conference in Philadelphia last week. Emory Hospital's Dr. Bruce Ribner, one of the lead doctors in treating the hospital's three Ebola patients, lectured on some of the challenges in handling an Ebola case. He said about an hour after the hospital received its first patient, he received a call from the DeKalb Watershed Department.
They said, are you planning to discharge contagious Ebola virus into the sewer? I said, why are you asking? They said, because if you are, we're going to have to disconnect you.
That charge surfaced in a front-page New York Times article published today. Emory spokesperson Korshen said the hospital and DeKalb's watershed department did discuss waste management when the first patient arrived. But county spokesperson Burke Brennan says that discussion was just to get the facts.
We had contacted them to get information to satisfy the concerns that our customers might have. We are not the healthcare professionals they are. We were seeking information from them on how we should proceed.
Brennan says Emory has since apologized to DeKalb for the remarks. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.